Tommy Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Morning, welcome to Wednesday Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, Eddie, you have two kids.
I do.
One's 9, one's 3. I'm reading a story about how you have to buy them bigger school clothes, not because they're growing, but because kids are getting fatter.
Really?
Because they're sitting around playing video games all summer instead of being like we did, just go out and play.
Oh, that's no good. We were just talking about maybe installing like a little TV in their little game room for their console.
They have a game room?
Yeah, they have. We have an extra room, and we put a bouncy house in there, and all their toys are just, that's
Whoa.
Their room to trash.
Hey.
They have a trash room?
They have a bouncy house?
They clean it up every like 2 weeks. But
every
they can,
2 weeks?
Yeah, they can do whatever they want in there. That's their room. That's like their man cave.
It sounds like poison from the 80s.
What do you mean?
Trash a room.
No, like Legos. They don't have to pick them up every day if they want.
So hold on a minute. Do they share a bedroom?
Yeah, they have a bedroom.
They live in a bedroom.
They have bunk beds and they share the bedroom.
Why don't they have each their own rooms then?
So because they can have a bouncy house?
I have
house?
An office.
Why do you
what?
Need an office?
You have an office?
I got to do a lot of work at home.
No. Something you're not being, something's not right.
What am I, what do you mean?
Is your trashy room also your office?
No, the trashy room is, it was part of the garage, and when we bought the house, it was converted into just a spare bedroom, but we didn't need a spare bedroom, so we just let them have it.
Why not give them their own bedroom, one of them, the 9-year-old?
Oh, they like the bunk beds. They're like little buddies. They hang out. It's weird. They never hang out in their room. Like, they just sleep in their room and change clothes, and that's it.
Also, why do you have an office?
I do work. I have my computer set up there. All my trophies, my ACM awards up there, my Raging Idiots, you know, platinum CD. No, platinum, whatever we have.
Why do you have an office?
For that.
Just to
for
hang
display?
Up.
Oh,
because you don't work in there.
I do. Well, I don't. No, I rarely work in there. But yeah. My desk is in there. You know, like when you send emails, like I send that to my office. I have an office. And I can, like lunchbox, I can write it off. I have an office in my house.
It's only like once every 4 years and only a little amount. Don't get like lunchbox and go to jail.
You don't have to bore me with the technicalities. I have an office.
All right, anyway, buy bigger clothes. Your kids are getting fat, apparently.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things. It's ICU.
So a man was rescued from his car after went flying off a cliff in Massachusetts. The guy's car went off the road about 5:20 p.m. in Plymouth, which is right south of Boston. The witness said he saw the car actually fly over the cliff, but didn't think that was a cliff. He just thought the car disappeared. Just like went down a hill or something.
Wow.
And then went over there and looked and was dangling about a third of the way down. The car had cut and was dangling. He saw smoke coming from the car. He was able to run and climb down. He broke the windshield, pulled the guy from the car.
That's crazy.
It's crazy because he could have been hurt.
Yeah.
That's what this guy's heroic because he risked his own life to save somebody else. That's crazy to me. That's awesome. I don't know what I'd have done. I'm always like,
911.
I'm probably stand up there and go, help somebody. But this guy went down there and busted the window and pulled him out of the car.
Yeah.
Wow. How about this dude? All right, well, I see you, whoever you are. Masked man. They said he had a bat on his chest and had like a black suit on.
And a cape?
Yeah, but Whoa. They don't know who it is. No, that's not true.
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. The Takata airbag recall has expanded. 2.7 million more vehicles affected. Just go to nhtsa.gov to check your vehicle. In New York, 700 workers, including baggage handlers and customer service agents at 3 airports are going on strike. There could also be a strike at Philadelphia International. Officials are warning possible delays, so get to the airport early. And finally, in sports, the All-Star game was last night. The American League won 2-1 in extra innings. MVP was Robinson Cano, so congrats to him.
Here are the things happening right now. Stranger Things Season 2 on Netflix will premiere October 27th. They predicted a Halloween, but now it's moved up a few days.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, me too.
It was quite the cultural phenomenon when it happened because I don't think we knew where that show was going. But I'll watch it. I don't think I'm super excited, but I'd give about 7 in excitement.
Okay. I'll give you a 6.5.
Oh, even less.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm always less excited about TV shows than you. Had you gone 8, I would have gone 7.5.
Should have asked you first. You know what I've been watching, and I finished it finally, was that Designated Survivor.
Oh, you're done?
I'm done with the season.
Or you're caught up?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And that's one of those network shows, and it's a little bit cheesy, but the premise is really good.
I agree. My husband will not watch it with me for the cheese factor. He's like, this is so ridiculous.
It's a little over the top, and Kiefer Sutherland plays the president, and everybody was blown up, and he's the designated survivor, the one that was left over. But I watch it on airplanes mostly. That's why it took me so long.
Yeah.
So the number one most watched YouTube video now is this.
We started.
See you again. 2.9 billion views. This is from The Fast and the Furious.
The Fate.
Okay, sorry.
The Fate of the Furious.
Oh, my goodness.
What is it, just a song?
A Furious yeah. Snot. Yeah, the video.
Oh, cool.
Beating out Psy Gangnam Style.
Oh, wait.
Gangnam Style.
Maybe this one.
Whatever the case is, Gangnam that's the new one.
Yeah. Ooh, that's good.
Major League Baseball All-Star Game was last night, so that the American League won 2-1 in the 10th inning. I still haven't watched it.
You did.
Like an idiot. They just put, I was like, ugh. I don't know why I watched it. I'm a sports fan, but I shouldn't stay up and watch that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Man, time for positivity. I'm glad you're here to hear this because we go around the room. It's like show and tell of positive news.
Tell me something good.
Y'all tell me something good. Amy, you're up.
A Wisconsin school bus driver named Trudy. She loves her elementary school kids on her route so much that she crocheted each and every one of them a toy. And she didn't just make a bunch and pass them out. She took orders and made custom creations for each student. I mean, Star Wars characters, trolls, dolls, whatever they wanted. Crocheted them throughout the year. Boom. Handed them out.
That's cool.
I love it.
Lunchbox.
Harley Bone was driving down the highway in Hawaii, just enjoying it, going, man, what a beautiful day. All of a sudden, this little single-engine plane comes down, down, boom, crashes in a canal, catches on fire. Harley Bone jumps out of the car, runs over, and pulls the three passengers from the plane, all three alive.
Wow.
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 Man, tell me something good. Now I got to go after those two stories. Man, Steve Winfrey, a huge baseball fan. So when his wife, Heather, wanted to surprise him, that she was his kidney donor match, which, by the way, is hard to find a match anyway, but that your wife is, she knew how to do it. So the couple, they often open baseball cards together because that's his hobby. She made one for him of his picture on it. And he's going through, he's like, wait, what? And then on it, it said, you have a match for your kidney, and then it said, your wife.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Okay, you win.
Yeah. And if everything checks out, all the additional testing, which they're done with the big parts of the testing, just some small things now, they'll have the surgery by the end of the month. Crazy, huh?
That's awesome.
That's good news! Officers in Connecticut had to rescue a raccoon with its head stuck in a can.
Aww.
Yeah. That's what happens when you throw cans out, and let's say you're just littering.
Yeah.
Little things stick their heads in little holes.
And then they get stuck.
And they get stuck, so they had to come and cut the tin can off the raccoon. Raccoon's alive, but...
Oh, he made it? Okay.
He did make it. If you're feeling down in the dumps, you can paint. Because they say painting relieves depression and just makes you happier. I would like to disagree because I tried painting once. And it wasn't that I just wasn't good, okay? Because I wasn't. I'm not an artist. For some reason, I do not have that creative part that I can't draw, I can't paint. I don't have that. But I was also unhappy because it... I had to spend a bunch of money to get all the supplies.
Oh, true.
I had to buy the paints and the brushes and the, you know, I had to buy a new building to go paint in and I had to buy.
Well, so it wasn't, nothing about it was relaxing?
Terrible. I was irritated because I was so bad
at
it.
It's frustrating. Yeah, I painted.
And I can practice all I want. I wasn't going to get better. Mm. I used to do those paint by the numbers things.
Oh, yeah, those are fun.
No, I couldn't even do that.
Oh, nothing?
I was not even a kid who would stay in the lines when I would color.
Really?
I couldn't.
You rebel.
I just have so much angst inside of me. I was like punk rock colorer. I was like, give me that.
And
like,
don't show me lines.
I punk rock that. What I'm going to do later on is play some of this. I did a Bobby cast last night with Zach Crowell, who wrote a bunch of the Sam Hunt songs, almost all of them. But he also produced like Body Like a Back Road, and he brought in his computer and played the tracks.
Fast as I can.
And like the broken down parts of it.
Got braids in the hair. First time I seen her walk by, I fell up on my chair.
And he's playing this stuff here, and he's describing, and he's breaking it down musically. It's fascinating.
Wow.
Yeah. So cool.
So I'll play you some of that in a little bit, like how Body Like a Back Road was put together.
Dang, it's like behind the music.
Yeah.
On the radio.
That's what the Bobby cast is.
Yes.
You can subscribe to that on iHeartRadio and save it, or iTunes, search BobbyCast. Zach Crowell, Sam Hunt's producer and writer. We'll do that in just a little bit.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
John Party is learning an important lesson while he's out on the road with Dierks Bentley, and that's basically respect for everyone.
So I have a lot of friends that tour, a lot of artist friends that tour.
Yeah.
And there are a couple camps that treat everybody fantastic because they always know that these are the people that are also hopefully we'll be having them on their tour. Like, uh-huh. Things shift. Dierks is one of them, and Lindsay's now on the Paisley tour, and Paisley is notoriously, his group is great to young artists.
Yeah.
The Maddie and Tays, the Lindsay's, the people like that.
That's cool. Well, that's what John's saying about Dierks. He treats everybody like family, from the crew to the catering people to the truck drivers, everybody.
And that's not common. A lot of big artists, the headlining act, they don't even talk to the lower act because they just don't see each other. It's not on purpose.
Wow.
It's just everybody's in a different place.
Yeah.
There's not like a backstage where everybody hangs.
Okay.
It's not a thing. It's really, people think that, but it's not a thing.
Yeah, in their heads, they're probably picturing everybody just hanging out. Okay, so Lauren Elena, she dyed her hair pink.
I saw that. Is that real, though?
It's real.
Yeah.
She posted a picture, and Bret Michaels, it even got his attention, and he saw it, reposted it, and wrote, "This rocks." Pink hair. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. A 50-year-old man doesn't really like paying for golf balls, so he always goes to the golf course, jumps in the pond, and goes diving for free ones. Only problem was he jumped in, was diving. Alligator got him by the arm.
Oh, man.
He was able to fight the alligator off, get out of the water, and call 911.
Wow. How about that? You're down there looking for... That, do you not know where you are? Did you not?
Well, he just didn't
He's
think
in Florida.
Yeah, there's gators on the golf course in Florida, but free golf balls.
Wow.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Yeah. The Bobby Bone Show.
Apparently, selfie lice is becoming more and more of a thing. Even so much, they're sending notes home from school with kids saying, if they're taking selfies together, they're probably passing head lice.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, they lean in real close to get into the selfie.
You touch your heads together.
Selfie lice.
Eddie, okay. You have two kids.
Yeah, we just had a lice announcement, before the summer started. But, yeah, they came. I got a letter that said that there was lice around the school. Didn't say it was from selfies, though.
Tell your kids, easy on the selfies.
Okay.
If you do, don't touch heads.
Yeah, a little distance.
When our lives were younger, it was like, don't share hats. That
right.
was the thing.
Yeah.
And I was the kid, they would go into class. Oh, it's humiliating. Because I was a dirty kid. We didn't have any money. I grew up very poor. And so I was a dirty kid. And my goal was to not wear the same clothes to school 2 days in a row. So it was that. I didn't have a whole lot of clothes. And the goal was just don't get made fun of for wearing the same clothes 2 days in a row. And they would come in and do these lice checks with toothpicks. And they would say, okay, you're out of the class. I get sent out of the class four times.
In front of everybody?
In front of everybody.
That's so...
It wasn't even a thing where, like, they announced it at the end of the day and you went home.
Yeah.
Because you know what? What would a few more hours would have mattered in the grand scheme of lice? Huh?
I see what you did there.
But no, they said, okay, you're out. And they would send us out. We'd go right to the hallway and send us right home.
Oh man.
I probably got liced about 10 times.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of lice.
I had a lot of lice. And they would go, oop, there's eggs. You got to go. I remember that. It's one of those gross, make you not feel good memories.
Yeah, I know. But you know there's other kids out there right now like that, and it just makes me want to hug them.
You too can have lice and make it on the radio.
Oh, gosh.
I'm an example of that, you know? Hey, Lisa in Fort Charlotte.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm awesome. Good morning to you. What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to call. You know, there's almost so much hatred and negative in the world today, and I'm a first-time caller. So
hey! Thank you.
What up?
And I'm a newer listener, and I'm a city girl, born and raised in Connecticut, and I'm living in Florida now, but I'm becoming more and more of a country fan because I enjoy listening to you guys, and I just wanted to say what an awesome job you're doing, and I think the love and respect that you guys have for one another, for your friendship, you can just tell from listening to you guys. I think you're awesome.
Wow, that's very nice of you. Sometimes I wonder about you guys, but I appreciate that.
Now she can tell.
Yeah,
the
she
love
knows.
We have for each other.
Now, thank you, Lisa. I appreciate you being a new listener, and thanks for calling the show this morning.
Hey, I got to tell you real quick, though. I'm a dental hygienist, and your toothbrushing video was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm a major hygienist proud.
Thank you very much. I do a whole show called Bobby Brushes His Teeth online, and that's all I do is brush my teeth and teach people how to do it. My tongue, I know. I forgot my tongue one of the shows, and boy, did I get it. Yeah. Well, thank you for the call. Hey, I appreciate you, so thank you very much.
I appreciate you.
All right, appreciate you. All right. I have a Subway singer going on America's Got Talent last night. I don't watch the show, but I pull clips in the morning, and I watched this and just crushed it. And I always like it when this dude's been singing in the Subway for for over 37 years. Not the restaurant, Andy.
Okay.
I thought the restaurant, too.
A Subway singer. What do you think? He's going into Subways and singing? Obviously, it's the Subway.
Fine. Okay.
Listen to the respect in my voice I have for you guys right now.
All right.
Yeah, you're pretty embarrassed by us.
I mean, if we thought it, other people were thinking it. Maybe.
I thought he came out and said, I work at Subway.
While he's making sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
you want some ham and turkey? You want Swiss or American?
Meatball sub.
6-inch or not? 12? What is
toasted
it?
Toasted bun.
See?
Chips
wheat
with
or white.
Okay. Wheat or white?
Yeah, that's the kind of bread.
Oh, yeah. Wheat or white.
At Subway. But it's not even about the Subway, the restaurant. It's about Subway where you take the train.
Are you taking the A train?
Never mind. I will punish you by not playing the clip then for now. Yeah.
Dang,
hello, you're on the air. Lauren, Springdale, Arkansas.
Hi.
What's happening?
First time caller, by the way.
Wow. Again.
I just want to say I feel your pain on the whole life story. When I was younger, in probably like the third or fourth grade, I got lice all the time. And so my mom tried everything, like mayonnaise and all these lice different things and all, everything. Like, she tried everything. And finally, the last time I got lice, she said, I'm going to shave your head.
Did you curse and beep yourself out, or did you hit a button?
No, I didn't curse.
Okay, now I heard it beep. So she had to shave your head? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
In third grade?
As a girl?
Yes.
Yeah, she's a girl.
Oh
man.
Wow.
That's rough.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Fourth grade, the next week after she shaved my head, I had to take school pictures with no hair.
Oh
man, that lice got you. You weren't even taking selfies then. Lice 1, Laura 0.
So.
Oh, you got a baby there with you now?
I do.
What's the baby's name?
J-Buck.
How old?
Cute.
How's that going? First baby or second baby or third baby?
He is my first, and I have a little girl. She is about to be one on Tuesday.
Dang, look at you with all the kids. How's that going? You like being a mom or no?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah?
And I'm a teacher, too.
Dang, you got kids everywhere. Kids, good for your heart. All right, hey, appreciate you calling. Appreciate you very much. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you.
All right, bye-bye.
Man.
I'll give you that Subway clip in a second, if you'll behave.
I promise.
Well, it's behaving. Bobby Bones
Show. Let's go. Mike Young has been singing in the subways of New York for 37 years. And so he auditioned for America's Got Talent. And he did Unchained Melody. Now remember, he's been singing for 37 years in the subways.
And time goes by so
good. I wouldn't say blow awayable if he was like a professional singer, but the fact that he's been singing for almost 40 years into the Subway, you give him the root 4 points too.
Yeah.
Like, he's good, and then you're like, dang, he's been singing for 40 years, making money in the Subway. I'd have put him through too. Like, I don't hear him and go, boom, future superstar, but I'm like, you're good, and you've been hustling, so bing, or whatever they do on that show. I don't know. They ding him in, they open the door. I don't know. All those shows confuse me. There are too many of them right now.
Open a door.
All right, you're free to go. Hey, Carissa.
Yes.
Good morning. Carissa or Carissa?
Carissa.
Ah, okay. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm really good. What's going on in your day today?
Well, I have to work this morning, but then I'm taking a huge CPA exam, and it's a 4-part exam, and I've taken several parts a few times and haven't passed. I have to get a 75, and I've just been struggling with it, so I just need some encouragement from you and everyone else at the show.
Hmm. Are you prepared, I guess is my first question, because you can go into anything and fail, and you fail because you're not ready for it, but first of all, are you actually ready? Is this a mental thing or a preparation thing?
It's both. I've been getting up really early in the morning, and I go in to work early, or I go to a coffee shop, and I study for hours before work and take practice exams, and there's an online program you follow, and I've been doing that. So I've just always gotten right around 71, 72, 73. I've gotten on an exam
So I'm like right there. I just need that one little boost to get over the edge to pass an exam.
Well, there are two things you can do. One, you can always prepare your brains out. But if you get to that point where it's your brain that's keeping you because you start to freak out, you get a little anxiety before a thing. Here are two things. First of all, you go in and you turn this song on before you go in. Pumps you up, takes your heart rate down. You take deep breaths. I'm a firm believer in talking yourself into things, though. I think you can talk yourself into success.
Oh, okay.
That's also why I put it out there sometimes. I'll do interviews and say really obnoxious things. Like I did with Rolling Stone. I was like, I'm the greatest interviewer in the format, and one of them on the radio. Do I really think that? Probably not. But I say that, I have to hold myself to that standard. And I also say things like, oh, I go on stage, you stand up, you're going to go out, you're going to... I talk to myself. I talk myself into things. I believe it works. And so you have to find your device that you believe in. Mm-hmm. And I think you can talk yourself into it. You just talk to yourself like a second person. Who else am I going to talk to? Nobody else with me. So I'm like, hey, you're going to go out, you're going to kill the first 12 minutes.
Do you say it out loud or internally?
I talk it out loud.
Oh, wow.
It's the same way I put goals on my phone lock screen.
Sure, like a vision board?
I can vision in my head all I want, but I need to physically see on my lock screen my goal for whatever it is. So, Carissa, what I'm going to say to you is, before you go take this test, if it's a mental thing, if it's an anxiety thing, find your device. For me, it's that song, Seven Nation Army. And say to yourself, hey, I'm about to do this. Like, I'm tired of fooling around. All this tomfoolery of getting 72 is not going to happen anymore. I'm about to hit an 80 and then go hit it. That's it.
Yes.
Talk yourself into it. Repeat after me. I, Carissa.
I, Carissa.
We'll go and kick this thing right in its butt.
We'll go and kick this thing right in its butt.
A 75 is not acceptable. An 80 is acceptable.
75 is not acceptable and 80 isn't acceptable. Absolutely.
All right. Now, talk to yourself beforehand. Take your heart rate down and you got this. That's all. It's an image of you. It's all our listeners. Talk yourself into winning. You can talk yourself into winning. If you're prepared, you can talk yourself into winning. Thank you, Carissa. Hey, I appreciate you, Carissa.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yes.
Nice.
Well, you look puzzled at my statement there.
No, I'm thinking about things I need to talk myself into. I'm not puzzled. I'm like, I should do that more.
You have to put the work in first. People always want stuff without working for it.
No, I work.
I know. I'm talking just people. We're always like, hey. How do I make $1 million?
You're just saying, say it out loud. I want to make $1 million.
That's not how life works.
Oh, okay.
But I do believe you can talk yourself into things.
I want my kids to come home.
Well,
I don't know if you can talk yourself into
things. And they're on my screensaver. Bobby!
Listen, I've told you before. Give me the green light. I'll make it happen.
Green light.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm desperate.
Yes. Give him the green.
Yeah, give him the green.
Green light.
She's like, not giving me the green light.
I love that power move.
Amy has really high morals and standards and integrity. And
so do you.
Yeah,
what are you talking about? And I don't even know what this green light is giving you permission to do.
Bad, though.
Who do you know?
It doesn't matter. But I'm all. Amy is for doing the right thing all the time. I'm for doing the biggest right thing. In comparison.
Oh, okay.
Like last night I was picturing not my husband, that's weird, my son waddling up our stairs, mm-hmm. and I was like, I need to see him waddling up our stairs before he can't waddle anymore. Like, I don't want to see a grown man going to bed. I want to see my cute little six-year-old waddling up the stairs.
So Amy has two kids she's adopted. She's waiting for them to be able to move to the United States. She's been with them for over 4 years. Can I say what... I've told you before?
Oh, or but no? I don't even think that's it. No, that's not.
Don't?
Nope.
Okay. Amy has me. If she ever needs to call the power, boom. I throw a sharp hook. But she doesn't want it because Amy has a lot of those things I talked about. She has.
Ugh.
I know. What do you want to do? Oh, let me play this for you. This is Zach Crowell. He produced Sam Hunt's record pretty much and wrote a bunch of the songs. So he wrote Body Like a Back Row with Sam Hunt.
Body like a back row.
And he was talking about breaking down the song, and like he brought his laptop in on the Bobby cast in my house and was like,
so how would you do that with your mouth? Like if you turn that off, like how would just do it now like you would.
Well, no, it's him playing it,
right?
The thing, and me next to him going,
so that's his voice in four guitars.
Body like a back
row. That first lick that goes, bam, bam, ba-da. So that's a voice added in there, too.
Wow.
So cool.
And on the Bobbycast, if you subscribe to it, you can hear that. They also talk about Cop Car from mm-hmm. Keith Urban. And because Sam wrote that with Zach, the same guy. And Sam wasn't even an artist yet. He was an aspiring artist. And it was a little controversial because Zach said, I want to give it to Keith. And Sam's like, I want to keep it. Well, they gave it to Keith. And so Keith Urban ended up cutting it.
He just wanted to keep the song for himself. It's his song. It's his story. That happened to him. Even though we disagreed, his vote was to keep the song for himself. And at that time, he was an aspiring artist. But Sam, you know, when he knows what he wants, he's diehard for that. And I told him, I was like, man, because Keith had asked me to produce it, which is ridiculous and unbelievable.
So if one of the songwriters says give it away.
Oh, I was like, how did
they give it away?
It's not 50-50, wow. Really?
Well, I think three people wrote that song.
Oh, three. Ooh. Okay, gotcha.
And one of them said, but again, at the time, Sam Hunt wasn't Sam Hunt. He
right.
was just
so
somebody trying to be an artist.
He didn't have the
and
leverage.
These guys are trying to eat meals, yeah. have dinner, like pay their bills. And so Keith Urban got the song. But there was something about the way the blue lights were shining, bringing out the freedom in your eyes. I was too busy watching you going wild. So that's what the Bobbycast is. I love like the behind the scenes of country music and the production and hearing isolated vocals from like Sam from Body Like a Back Road.
Got braids in the hair. First time I seen her walk by, ooh, I fell off my chair. Had to get her number. It took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back. Like,
so it's things like that he brings in. He's like, hey, this is how the song actually came together. So it's pretty cool. Yeah, search Bobbycast and hear it. But I mean, that's a lot of the little things there. But he wrote songs for Carrie, and yeah, it's a cool thing.
It's awesome.
You don't think it is? But
I
that's
do.
Okay.
Actually, I really was. Not just saying that.
You just
said,
like, even
awesome.
This morning we're talking about the football. I'm like, oh, yeah,
you
I love
can
it.
Tell I'm joking. You can tell I'm joking with football, but I like your Bobbycast, and I listen to Karen, and I'll probably listen to this guy. I'm intrigued.
What's his name?
Chris.
No, Zach Crowell.
Come on.
Oh, Amy.
Swing and
I'm sorry, I don't know the songwriters like you do, but I am interested. I think that audio is really, and it's like, whoa. Also, Sam Hunt can sing without anything else.
Boy, Sam Hunt's coming here and saying, and been like, we've been like, dad, yeah, you're really good. Yeah. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Hey, sorry, Zach.
Relax. Ames.
Zach. Just search Bobbycast. It's got awkward.
Yeah. I'm subscribed. You can check my phone. You want to?
Anyway, I'm done. All right.
Howdy, y'all.
You're listening to the Sheriff of Country Music.
Yeehaw.
Bobby Bones.
At Texas Ranger baseball games, you can buy what they call a Texas snowball. And you eat it, and they say no children or pregnant women should be able to eat this.
What's in it?
Whoa.
I know, the fact they have to warn people.
Is it like Everclear or something?
No, there's no alcohol.
Oh.
It's a circle of shredded meat dipped in funnel cake batter, deep fried, and coated in powdered sugar.
Oh my goodness.
It costs $10 for two Texas snowballs. And again, it says not recommended for kids or pregnant women. I mean, it sounds like the Texas Giant roller coaster more than it does when you bite a baseball game.
Yeah, but why not pregnant women? What's wrong with that?
Maybe it's just so unhealthy.
Too much sugar, I would bet.
That's the thing, though. Like, why all of a sudden when you're pregnant, you're concerned with what you're putting in your body because you're baby?
Because you're providing for that baby, too.
Yeah.
But why not do it for yourself? Like, sometimes.
Well, because the baby has no choice.
The baby has no choice but to take the bad stuff.
Yeah, you have to think about that.
At least for myself, I know I'm doing it for Rex.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eddie and I know.
That's parenting stuff.
You should all been pregnant.
Yeah.
The average hourly wage for Americans. According to the latest government figures, I read this, the average is $23 an hour. That seemed high to me.
Average? Wow. I was going to say 15.
That seemed high
game.
To me. It's
we all get raises.
The average.
Hey, raises all nowhere. Oh. No, sorry about that. Here's the story. And this is all about if you take a nanny or a babysitter on vacation, does that make you a bad mom?
No.
Yes.
What? Why?
Yes.
By the way, you guys can call us too if you want.
If you can do that, why in the world would that make you a bad mom?
Our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. So the reason the story came up, there's a mom of two. She pays $2,000 to take their nanny on this vacation. And they're rich and they go abroad, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So they're over in
Canada. Clearly they have the money.
But they say a lot of middle-class parents are taking babysitters or nannies on vacation. And she's like, listen, vacation is time for rest. And if I want to rest, I got to take somebody watching my kids.
Exactly. Like, if you're on vacation with all your kids, that's not vacation. That's like a trip. work trip.
Amy and Lunchbox are both passionate about this, but Eddie, he's the one who has kids.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, you go first.
It's easy. You are supposed to go on vacation to spend time with your family. That is the whole point. If you have kids and you're going on vacation, obviously if you have a nanny back home, you're not spending that much time with them anyway. Okay. So to go on vacation and also take your nanny or babysitter, you're just a lazy parent.
Oh my gosh.
So you think it's okay, Amy?
I totally think it's okay, and I don't think it means that you're not spending time with your kids, and I don't think it makes you lazy. I mean, look at his opportunity. The nanny does not have to be doing your job for you as a mom or a dad. You can still be just as involved, but say you and your husband want to sneak away for a date night. Boom, your nanny. Could you find a babysitter if you're elsewhere and you're in another country? No, but your nanny's there to babysit your kids so you and your husband can go on a date.
If Let's
you can
eliminate other it, country, because that's not
okay,
us.
Okay, fine. You go from Colorado to Florida.
To the beach.
You're at the beach. You're in Florida. You take your nanny. You get to go on a date. That's not a big deal.
Eddie?
Oh, man. I rarely agree with Lunchbox, but I'm going to go with Lunchbox on this because vacation is about family time. And if you're taking a nanny, like, it's not a vacation.
What if it's
you
just
shouldn't have taken?
Okay.
He's right, though. He's right. You should probably just leave the kids at home and then take your own trip with your husband or wife.
But then maybe you want the daytime with your kids.
Like, no, and I feel like the kids will probably feel left out.
If you could afford it, Eddie, would you take help to go with you?
Probably.
Yes, he would.
our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. All right, there's a story about a mom taking a nanny on vacation, and everybody on the internet's like, you can't do that. That means you're not a good mom. If you take a nanny on vacation, it means you're not a good mom. So that's what we're talking about here. Rachel in Louisiana, good morning.
Good morning, Bobby. How are y'all?
I'm really good. We're good. What do you think about this? If you take a nanny, a babysitter on vacation, does that make you a bad parent?
Absolutely not. Moms need breaks, too. Moms need vacations, too. And so do kids. So, I mean, I was a babysitter on a vacation. This was 10 or 12 years ago. But, I mean, two families got together. They had four kids all together. I went with them. Mom, you know, they went out in the evenings, went to dinner, they did their thing. I had the kids, we stayed in, watched pizza. I mean, I really don't see a downside to it. I mean, 10 years later, I am a mom, so it's like, if I go on vacation, do I want to bring, well, he's 15 months, so I mean, I'd probably just bring, like, my mom and throw that on her, but I mean, I don't really see a downside to it.
I appreciate the call, appreciate you.
Appreciate you!
So Amy says, no, it's not a big deal. Lunchbox says you're a bad parent.
Absolutely a bad parent. I don't understand the point of going on vacation with your kids to bring someone else to watch them so you can go have fun. Don't you want to have fun with your kids on vacation? Like, if you have a nanny at home, that means at home you're very busy, so this is a getaway time to spend time with your kids.
Amy will have a nanny when she gets her kids because Amy and her husband will both be at work. So they have to have somebody stay at the house. And so you go on vacation, you take the nanny with you.
I could see us doing that.
You can maybe see you or yes.
I don't know because I don't know that we will need the nanny all the time, especially on vacation. But I will say my husband and I don't get a ton of time together. And I could see if we were able to do it, I could see us bringing our nanny with us and us spending time with our kids all during the day. And when it's time for them to go to bed, if we go out, then the nanny or the babysitter can stay behind and be with our kids at the hotel or wherever we're staying.
Is that a bad mom? Lunchbox?
That's a bad mom. That's laziness.
Wait, what? They're sleeping.
Exactly. So stay with your kids and have wine in the living room while the kids sleep in the other room when you're on vacation. Why do you need to go
that's
out?
That's what we do.
I just don't know how that makes me lazy. But if
all
you
I hear is a lot of money. Like, to me,
oh, for sure.
Regardless of mom, I'm just telling you what I hear. Somebody grew up with no money. I'm like, you paying for somebody to go on vacation with you? Like, if you can afford it, I say you can do it. I have no problem with you doing it. But holy cow, that's a whole other human you got to pay for.
Yeah.
Tommy, hello, Virginia Beach.
Hey, Bobby. Good morning, everybody.
You're on the air, buddy. Thank you for calling.
Hey, no problem. Thank you guys for having me. So I got to say, I agree with Amy on this one. And I'll tell you, my wife and I both were in the military, and we've got four kids. So when it comes to doing anything, we don't have help. We're in the military. We move all the time. So our family is states away from us. So when it comes to being able to do something, it's almost near impossible for us to do it now. So, for example, we went on a cruise. And I got to tell you, right off the bat, the first thing we were looking for at night was the child care or even during the day. For the simple fact that as a parent, when you have your kids, your life starts when your kids wake up and your day ends when your kids go to bed. So, yeah, having a drink or sitting down in the living room watching some TV together, that's nice. But if you can't get out for dates, you know, every now and again, it's nice to know that there's somebody there to watch them. Now, would I take a nanny? I'm in the military, man. We don't make that much money. But if I could afford it, you're absolutely right. I'd do it at least once or twice.
Tommy, appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks for serving. I appreciate you.
There we go. Well, there is no right answer. However, to me, I just hear that's a lot of money. Like, you guys can fight about the philosophical differences. Who's paying for that?
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Here's a Twitter poll, and we just asked a question that we were just talking about. You can go over to Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter. If you take a babysitter on vacation, does that make you a bad parent? About 70% of people say no, it doesn't.
What?
Yeah.
What is wrong with these people?
Because it doesn't crazy. Make you a bad parent.
Thank you for all the calls.
Bad parents?
Mr. Bobby Bones is on my Twitter. There's a poll up there. Most people say, if you can afford it, why not? It'd be like, if you could eat the finest steak every night, would you? If you can afford it, yeah.
I have a theory.
Go ahead.
This might be the grass is greener, though. Because people don't know, because most of us are never going to have nannies, so we don't know what that's like.
Okay.
This whole talk of like, oh, we go out after the kids go to bed. Guys, at the end of the day, you're exhausted. You go to bed when the kids go to bed.
No, not when you got a nanny.
Oh, see, I don't know. The grass is always greener.
I don't know if it's always greener because you don't. You can't afford that lawn.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
By the way, thinking about bringing a new segment to the show, because we had a very popular segment for a long time when callers would call in and ask for Amy's joke. And then it got to be where they didn't call anymore.
Yeah, why'd they call? I don't know.
It just happened.
They got over it.
It wasn't that they got over it. It's just we were doing other stuff and we didn't have time to get a joke in. But I'd like to dedicate a time because people have been asking for it again. And it may not be a lasting segment, but I've titled it The Morning Corny.
What on earth?
Because it's a corny joke.
Yeah.
The Morning Corny.
Why did the chicken go to jail?
Why did the chicken go to jail?
Because he was using foul language.
That was the Morning Corny.
I like the name.
What about the joke?
It's all a package.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not just about you. It's about everything.
Oh, okay. I was just checking.
What about the joke?
Yeah, that's good.
So I've been eating some carbs. I don't normally eat carbs. I know what a...
How do you feel?
Fruit thing to say. Well, here's why. Because I always try to stay really thin, but I've been boxing. I've been training for a big fight. And so I box all the time, and they're exhausting workouts. They're the most intense workouts I've ever done in my life. And I get just exhausted. And so he's like, you have to eat carbs, you don't have energy. Like, you'll burn the energy off. So that's why I'm eating like 5 meals a day now. Not because I'm killing myself here. I put on 7 pounds.
Wow.
Look at this.
We can tell you really filled that shirt out.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, dang.
This is a large shirt. I don't wear large.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah, look at that.
Does that move you up in your weight class or whatever?
You're not a feather anymore?
Yeah.
I'm a bantam. I don't even know the difference. I gotta go fight again today. I boxed today.
You weigh in?
I'm actually getting better. I'm never going to fight in the ring, but ever. I only have one good eye. I can't get punched in my only good eye.
Yeah.
So, but I think I would be probably pretty good. Until I get hit, and then I'll be like, this sucks, I'm out. Tap out, coach. So I've been eating different foods. I was eating peaches last night, little fruit carb, eating a little oatmeal this morning. I was reading this story about food trends, though, now. Your willpower to eat healthy diminishes as the day goes along. Like, as it gets later, and you get tired, any of this willpower you have in your heart and your head, boom, gone. The later it gets, the later you stay up, the harder it is to eat to whatever degree you're trying to eat healthy. Even the old diets, remember the diets that you would do and everybody would do, like the Atkins and the...
Yeah.
What were all those diets?
Because you used to work at a gym. There were all those fad diets.
Oh, for sure. South Beach, which is similar to Atkins. But yeah, the points, I would say, like counting calories.
Now it's all about veganism. Like if you go to Google search.
Oh, sweet.
Count me out of that one. And then they talk about people ordering food. Now food delivery is like 23 million people a day ordering food delivery. And pizza's gone way up. Because they figured a way to make healthy pizza.
Yeah.
Cauliflower crust.
Cauliflower dough or whatever,
so
yeah.
Good.
Oh, gross.
By the way, someone made me cauliflower pizza.
And it's good, amazing. Huh?
It's like when Amy made black bean brownies. If she wouldn't have told me, I would have just thought they were brownies, so they were fantastic. But she told me, and it kind of ruined it for me. Someone made cauliflower crust pizza, and they didn't tell me till afterward. And I was like, that was really good pizza. What was that? They were like, cauliflower crust. I was like, oh, I enjoyed that. Crap. You know, it was one of those kind of things.
Yeah. It didn't taste like cauliflower.
It just tastes like a different kind of crust. Mm. Yeah. Everybody find a way to eat healthier now. Mr. Bobby Bones. On this day in 1994, when we were teenagers, Alan Jackson had number one song with Summertime Blues.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm going to do, because there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
That's a jam. I just sound on the radio. I'd be at roofing houses. Like, I was a tear-off. Okay, don't get it twisted. I wasn't good enough to roof.
You took the roofs off.
You just didn't get there yet.
Right. I moved on to golf course maintenance before I got to actually do the roofing. Mm-hmm. But we roofed houses, and I was part of the tear-off crew. And so what you do, you take a shovel, you take your foot, and you scrape the shingles off, and you throw them down on the ground. Oh. And then you have to get down the ground and clean all that up.
Oof.
So you try to strategically throw the it was the worst job.
To this day, sometimes the stuff you had to do growing up, like, I don't get why you're not handy.
That's a great point, Amy. That's a really good point.
Like, I was thinking about how you have to use that tackle app where you had to have that guy come over and put a screwdriver in your wall or something. And I'm like, holy. No. It's not rude.
Wow.
It's a deep thought. Uh-huh. Like, sometimes when you share these stories about your past, a side of you we don't know because we didn't know you then. And it's like, wow, like, he really had to work, like some hard jobs. And like,
listen, I did. Okay,
I know. Let me list. It's not rude. I'm not rude. It's deep thoughts.
Okay, sorry. It cuts. Okay,
I'm not trying to hurt.
Okay, it cuts a little bit. But here's so I roofed houses.
Yeah.
I, the reason I didn't really do a lot of the roofing because I didn't trust myself with a nail gun, and so I was tear off and clean up. And I worked maintenance on a golf course, and I mowed greens and raked traps and weed-eated and used all that. I mean, I was the guy. And then I worked at a marina.
Yes.
And had to drive boats because I lived near a lake. And so, I operated boats. I mixed, depending on what kind of engine it was, I'd have to mix oil and gas.
Go out and hunt. Yeah.
Oh, and I grew up hunting, fishing all the time. And we
exactly.
had to eat.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You hunted your own food in the wild. Like,
I'm not that guy who does that TV show, Bear Grylls.
Yeah.
But you do make a point, even though it cuts a little bit, that I should be a little manlier. But I just don't. I chose a different career in life. I decided I want to, because my stepdad worked at a sawmill, and he was like, I don't enjoy what I do. I'll be honest. He's like, I hate it. It's a job. I have to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided to do something that I wanted to do. And I felt like, regardless of the money I made, if I was doing something I wanted to do, I would enjoy my life. So I found something I wanted to do because I wanted to do it. I worked really hard at it. Because I worked really hard at it, I became successful. And with that, I just turned into a wimp, I guess, the end. But I just spend all day in studios writing and write books and do radio shows. And that's I don't do man stuff anymore.
Go to Hall of Fame.
No, but I do think of this song. I was a man when this song was on. This is back in my manly type period. Man, summertime blues. I'd get them too. I mean, it's hot out here.
Well, I'm gonna raise a fuss. I'm gonna raise a holler. About working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby to try to get a date, my boss says, no dice, son, you gotta work late. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
I always liked that congressman line. Sorry, I'd like to help you some, but you're too young to vote.
But you're too young to vote.
When did this come out?
1994.
Golly.
Yeah. Time marches on, buddy.
Yeah.
So controversial here. And we'll go to Lunchbox because he's going to pick a fight with his father-in-law on the air. I love this. So you went on vacation. You did not know your mother and father-in-law were coming along.
Right.
A surprise to you.
Yeah, and sister-in-law, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know she came too.
Oh, and aunt. Yeah, aunt-in-law, I guess you call her.
Wait, so your wife, you go on this vacation. No lie.
No lie.
You show up. You and your wife decide to go to Portland. She surprises you with not just the immediate family, but the extended family.
Yeah.
That would be miserable.
Crazy.
Like, I think that's crazy.
I don't know that it's miserable, but it's just crazy he didn't know.
You get there,
And then do you make the best of it, or are you angry for a bit?
I mean, I put on a brave face, and I sucked it up, and I was like, I'm going to have a great vacation. Okay. You know, so we did a lot of things, a lot of exploring, go to dinners. The only problem I have is at dinners and meals, my father-in-law didn't pick up the bill every time.
And you expect that.
As the father of my wife, he is the highest-ranking member
like
in the
patriarch of the,
the patriarchy of the family. He's the patriarch. He's the head honcho. He's the one that's been in his career the longest, so he's the most established. So when you're on vacation and you are there and you're the father, you're supposed to pick up the bill.
So you felt like he should have bought all the meals?
All the meals. Like, if we are all together eating, he should have picked up the bill. So there'd be sometimes a check would come, and it would just kind of sit there, and he would be like, oh, can we split it up or something like that? And I'm like, split it up? You're the father-in-law. Like,
that's
pull out your credit card.
People, though.
And hey, you decide to come on vacation. When you're the head honcho, that's what you're supposed to do.
How many meals did he pay for, you think? Percentage.
Probably 25%.
Oh, that's way low for
that's
you.
That's way low. That's what? A lot lower than 100%.
Oh.
That's a lot lower than 100%.
He's got a point about that.
I mean, it's math. That's
and so I just don't get it. Like, I don't understand, like, what's the point of father-in-law coming on the vacation if father-in-law is not going to take care of the vacation?
Do you ever think to yourself that you're an adult and you have a good job?
No, I understand that. And I don't mind, like, if it was my wife and I would pay for the meals. Like, I'm good. Like, and maybe even if her sister's
like,
just
if
there.
If it was me eating, I'll pay for my meal.
Because I'm more established. I'm higher ranking than her sister because she's younger, so she's not as established as I am. I get that.
Hmm. It's all about establishment.
Her
him,
father is way more established than I am, and he's the dad. Like, my wife calls him dad. So, like, he's supposed to take care of her and take care of us.
Mm. Did you say anything to him about it?
No, I just kind of was
doing
like...
doing it here, Bobby?
Yeah, big man.
Oh, yeah.
Just do it on the radio when he's not here.
When he doesn't listen.
Yeah, he can't hear me right now, so it's great.
Wait,
like, I know
is
I'm
this going to get back to him?
It might, because my wife's mom is from Florida, and she has little girlfriends from high school that still listen, and they tattletale on everything I say. They call her up and be like, he was talking about you. And so she'll probably call and be like, she's talking about your husband, how cheap he is.
Ooh. How disappointed, 1 to 10, are you and your father-in-law?
9.
Wow. All right. Let us know how that goes today after the show with your wife.
I will.
All right, update us. About half of men don't know this about their wife or significant other, like straight up. They just don't know. And it's something that you would think maybe they would. But that's why it's surprising, and that's why I don't think you're going to get it. Amber's on in Massachusetts. Hey, Amber.
Hi.
Thank you for calling. What do you think this is?
Her birthday.
Amy's is just...
Wow, because it's over half? Or is it half?
It's right about half.
Oh, wow. A lot.
The answer is not birthday.
Woo!
But I would say that I don't think a lot of guys... I don't know anybody's birthday. I don't know how to get places. I don't know cell phone numbers. It's all provided for me, so why would I store that in my space?
Yours is April 2nd.
Appreciate that.
Aww. You're welcome.
No idea when yours is.
Do you really not?
But I can look it up.
But do you really not?
I don't
sometime
know.
All these
in
years
March.
Together, we're probably talking 11 years together, 12 years we've known each other. You don't know my birthday?
I don't know anybody in this room's single day birthday.
You don't know my birthday?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know either.
Yeah, Amy, I don't know your cell phone number. I don't know how to get to your house.
I don't expect you to know my cell phone
number. If I had to get to your house,
I know.
I would have to type it back in a GPS on my phone and be like, Amy's house.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I don't know things that I don't have to know.
Do you know your girlfriend's birthday?
Okay. He doesn't know things. He doesn't have to know, Eddie.
Got him.
I don't know things.
Stop it. You don't know her birthday.
He's known us way longer. Don't you think if he knew her birthday,
that's
he'd know
our... That's my point. If he knows it, I'm going to be upset.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No. It's more important to know his
Lunchbox
girlfriend.
Yours is July 25th.
Wow.
Wait. That's right.
Some people...
Boom.
Some people
I don't know, yours.
Know it all. Some just know nothing at all.
Some just have calendars.
Yeah, I don't know anything. And most of the time I'm like, is it their birthday? Let me look on Facebook. Or let me look in the... My calendar has everybody's birthday.
Yeah.
You have to Facebook birthday me?
Sometimes. I know when your birthday's coming, though. Because it's around everybody else's.
Yeah, there's a cluster.
Do you know the month?
Of your birthday?
Yeah.
March?
Thank you.
Somebody just said it out loud.
Full disclosure,
I had no idea.
Are you joking?
Amy, I don't know anybody's birthday.
I know, but I mean, come on.
Is it at the beginning or end of March?
Let me say this. Sometimes I don't know my own cell phone number. Someone will say, what's your own number? And I'll be like,
Yeah, me too.
I know. Yours starts with a 5.
It's 5-1-2. It's same. I've had the same number 14 years.
And then 9.
Okay, so okay. Oh, you want to play
and
that
then,
game?
What's
hey,
the next number?
I don't know. I'm starting to think I'm the better friend. I always thought you were the better friend of me.
No, we had that
know.
Quiz. We had that quiz, and Bobby dominated you.
I did. No, I don't think it's. Yeah. It's just
we had
things
a
you prefer.
Quiz?
Yes, and I won.
When?
Because you don't even remember the quiz, huh?
See? Shows your true friendship.
Dana, about half of men say they don't know this about their wife. What do you think it is, Dana?
I think it's the age.
Dang.
Wow.
Whoa. That would be even worse.
What? No, that's not worse, because sometimes the year's all muddled together.
Oh, don't give me that's okay to remember. That's crap.
Oh, Bobby, no, you know how old you are? 37?
Yeah, and you're 36.
Thanks.
I know that.
What was the point of that, guys?
Nothing.
I was trying to prove
that's
who's a better
that
friend.
That's that I knew his age.
Okay.
I'm not in this
Whatever
debate.
I am.
I know. I understand.
I'm just admitting I have flaws like crazy, and one of them is I don't remember things. And maybe it's something.
But you read something on Wikipedia and you know it for life.
Oh, yeah. He knows release dates of songs.
This 90s song came out in 1994.
Oh, yeah. Every sitcom, their
Michelle
name.
Michelle Tanner was wearing on the episode of Full House
that's
whenever.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
so don't
great
tell
point.
Me you don't remember things.
That's true.
It's just a lazy excuse.
Yeah.
Quiz bowl captain in fifth grade of the high school team.
Andy, they're attacking you.
I don't know why.
No, I'm not attacking.
Wait,
I'm agreeing with Bobby,
what's
but.
This game? Can we guess?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Their middle name.
Dang.
Yeah, these are all bad.
Lunchbox.
Well, I got two, but the one I've written down, I'm going to go with their eye color. You don't know their eye color.
What? I have it. For the win. Social security number.
That, what? Wow, why would you know that?
Exactly. That's how okay. Never going to get it.
No, we got it. I'm going to take a couple more guesses. Hello?
Although my husband's, I do.
Lauren, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, I am going to go with how much money they make.
Oh, good one. Good one.
That is not it.
That's just lunchbox.
No, he knows
no, I
wife.
Know what my wife
oh,
makes.
She doesn't know what you make.
Correct. She doesn't see my paycheck.
Oh, my God.
There's not even an online bank she can log into to see how much the deposit is.
Separate account, bud. You got to keep it separate.
Bud.
No, you don't got to keep
hey,
it separate.
Hey, crazy cat. Maybe you guys should work on that.
Why? What do they say?
Don't
if the wheel is not broken, don't... Invent the new wheel?
Yeah, that's it.
Exactly what
they're saying. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now you want me to tell you the answer to this?
Are you going to wager something on it? That you know it?
Ooh, $200.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, Eddie.
The answer is, say it with me, 1, 2, 3.
Shoe size.
That's correct.
Dang it! Look at that.
Yeah. It is.
And I changed it to eye color.
And
I know your shoe size, 11.
I know yours, 13.
Whoa!
Really,
whoa.
Amy?
Yeah, Amy's got huge
Amy, that's a
feet.
Big
That's
foot.
A big old...
Eight.
Yeah.
Amy.
You got some flippers
how,
down there.
How do you fall when
her,
you have such
they call
big
her BFA, Bigfoot Amy.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're kind of sassy today.
Yeah, because...
No, not just this. All morning you've been kind of sassy. And I don't know...
what?
I don't know. Just in general. I've been feeling it coming from your side. And I like it, because...
Why?
Hey, she's not even making eye contact with you.
She's looking at the table.
Why?
Off the air, you got mad at Lunchbox for
it. He was calling people a bad parent for having a babysitter on vacation. Does it make you a bad parent?
Amy, we're discussing things on the show.
Yes.
I like it when you're sassy. Here's my only issue with it, is if I call and I fire back at you, people get mad at me for taking a little illness of Amy.
Well, I don't like when you say that I don't like your podcast.
See,
that's annoying.
These are the... She's sassy. I like sassy, Amy.
I don't listen to every single one.
Because I don't know your birthday. Because
there's like 70 of them. That's right. I count 70.
But the only one you listened to out of all of them was Dirk.
That's not true.
That was it.
I've listened to more.
I don't care. I'm done with this conversation. I like Sassy Amy.
And I like Dirk. So what?
I like BFA.
Karen Fairchild? Listen.
Amy does have huge feet.
No, I wear size 8.
I heard you cut the size 8 off of other shoes and put it in your 13s.
Yeah.
That's a rumor.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Whatever.
You should stay you.
Okay.
What's going on in your life, though, that makes you sad? Did you not get enough sleep last night?
Nope, I did not.
Is that what it is?
It was technically the night before.
Yeah. Oh, it's always 2-day rule.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But that's all.
That's yeah. That voice change.
I mean, there's a couple. I mean, I could start listening.
Give me something else. What's
I want my kids.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
So some days you just break down a little more than others.
Some days I'm just really frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
I like go look at stuff and I'm like, this just doesn't make sense. I reread emails and I'm like trying to do the math and I'm like, I don't get it.
What else is on your heart?
That's it.
No sleep. Today's frustration.
I mean, I'm Shark Week right now.
Okay, now we get to
finally.
The real. That's not the only thing, but that's what
magnified.
Causes the other things
yes,
to magnify.
Yes, like obviously I always want my kids,
boom.
But it's magnified.
You always warn me, though. You always will say, hey, heads up, and you didn't this time. And the rule of in your contract, I wrote, must tell me when you're on your period.
He did?
Nah.
Okay. That would be so weird.
Next class. Hey.
That would be so
weird. Let me get my lawyer on the phone.
How weird would that be? I wonder if that's in anybody's work deal.
I don't think
probably
you put
not.
That
I don't think you put that in there legally.
It's kind of like this little harassment thing.
It's not harassment. Harassment. It's like heads up, man.
Nice, Amy.
Anyway, I'm with you.
Okay, well, listeners, don't get mad at Bobby if he sasses back. Bobby's got sass. I can handle it. I have thick skin.
No,
except for
you
maybe
don't.
If I cry.
Yeah, you don't, but I just like to be given a heads up because I've noticed it today.
Yeah.
All right.
And you shouldn't yell at Lunchbox.
And you're not a bad parent.
She's back on that. Oh, but you shouldn't yell at Lunchbox during breaks.
I wasn't yelling at
you. You were, and I had to stop you two.
He was passionate about it.
But he's always out of his mind.
Yeah, but you gave me sass, I gave you class.
Okay. What? That never mind.
What?
Under the subject of news we shouldn't care that much about, but we really, really do, Chipotle is going to start making queso.
Whoa, that's a really big deal. A
huge revelation. Like, for those that don't know what a Freebirds is, that to me was the separator at a time of if I was going to go to Freebirds or Chipotle, is that Freebirds would have queso.
Huh.
Freebirds queso is delicious too. Delicious.
And Chipotle, their queso is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, because they do it all right.
You have to look at the body of work to see what's going to happen next.
Right.
Everything else they do, except for the whole the bacteria thing where everybody got sick except for a while. Everything else they
just
do.
Just a minor setback.
It's fantastic. I never got sick. I love it. And so they're going to make queso. And I'm really excited about that.
Interesting. The queso is what makes it.
Queso.
What?
Stop, Eddie.
But that's you
stop
say
being
queso.
I'm sorry, guys. It's my heritage. That's just how
stop
I pronounce it.
You're not.
So the queso is the game changer for you guys?
No. It's
Chipotle's
a step
already
forward.
Good.
Step forward.
It's like, just like about time.
It's like Amazon doing next day and turning it into next hour delivery.
Wow.
Like they were already winning the game.
Yeah.
Now it's like we have our new league.
Right. That's a good analogy.
So that people have tasted it already because it's not out everywhere. Sharp cheddar and peppers, and you can see the ingredients. Mmm. It's not even a commercial. The thing is, sometimes people be like, are you doing a commercial? Nope. We just love things.
We're just like you.
We're passionate about our things.
We love Chipotle and Chick-fil-A and Netflix and Amazon. And we're just humans.
Mm-hmm.
So no, they're not commercials. They may make you want to buy things, but that's because we already do buy them and we talk about them. Stranger Things 2 is coming out. And that's the big TV show. And it's going to come out before Halloween. Because remember in the Super Bowl, they had a commercial. There was a Stranger Things 2 commercial during the Super Bowl.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot about it already.
Man, that's a long time
money
ago.
Money well spent, it sounds like, huh?
Yeah.
So, it comes out the 27th of October.
Yep.
All at once. Boom. What was the show that brought you to Netflix? Because I was talking about this on the Bobbycast the other day. And I did episode 69 without a guest because I didn't want to purposely put a guest on 69. Because I didn't want someone to be 69.
I got you.
It was a good one.
And I was just talking to myself. I was talking about Female Friday and I was talking about Netflix and... So I said, you know what? Because Netflix used to be a DVD mailing service. And I was like, this is the stupidest idea ever. If I want a DVD, I'll just go rent one or I go to the DVD machine. And I was like, why would I subscribe and get something in the mail? And they have to mail it back. That was the big problem. I don't want to mail things back.
Mm-hmm.
So I never signed up. But then when they started having their own shows, it was all old shows at first, just old reruns. But then when Orange is the Black came out, Orange is the New Black, that was the show that made me sign up for Netflix. I was like, okay, I have to subscribe now. What was the show for you that made you subscribe to Netflix?
I think to get my own official account because my mom got the DVDs and I would borrow hers, I think, when House of Cards first came out. And then finally I was like, I need to just get my own because then I started watching everything. So I want to say maybe my own account, House of Cards.
Lunchbox, can you remember the show that made you subscribe to Netflix?
Well, I'd like to thank my father-in-law for paying for Netflix because I just use his account, so
still?
I've never subscribed. And I would say, I don't know if I watched Dexter on that. If not, it was Making a Murderer.
Oh,
Making
wow.
a Murderer, yeah.
That was the first show that I truly watched on Netflix.
So that would be the answer, because Dexter was produced by Showtime.
Okay.
So, yeah, what Netflix show? That's good, though. I mean, that's recent.
Yeah.
Eddie?
Netflix show?
Yeah.
Orange is the New Black, for sure. But before then, it was Breaking Bad. That's the first show I've ever binge-watched.
Yeah, I watched that when I was buying shows off iTunes.
Mm.
I think that's what, Apple TV.
Oh, old school.
Old school. That, crazy, that's old school now, huh? Look at that.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Eddie ate 9.5 donuts in here the other day.
Yeah.
One, he just looks for things to do after the show so he doesn't have to go home.
Like, that's not true.
We all know that, but he's like, I can do that. And so he eats 9.5 donuts. Here's audio.
These donuts were in the break room. Eddie has already had 2, and he told me he can eat all of these.
Y'all don't believe me.
Here we go. This 4.5 donuts.
Delicious.
I told you couldn't do it.
I'm not done. This is getting harder.
Donut 5.5.
This one doesn't taste as good as the first donut I had.
You're not going to make it. Oh, donut 6.5.
I feel fat. I feel drunk.
Come on, finish strong. 9.5.
Last bite.
9.5.
How many was that? 9.5?
9.5 donuts.
Oh, easiest donut.
Why couldn't you knock out 10, though, if you didn't have
That was all that was left in the box.
Okay, so here, we've been talking as a group, right? And what? So there's this thing happening right now at Krispy Kreme.
Oh, 80 cents for a dozen?
Yeah.
No.
Whoa.
No.
Hold on.
What?
Let me
speak to
you.
You haven't even let him.
I already know where he's going with this.
No, we've talked about this as a group. Okay?
All you guys have talked about this.
Here's what we'll do. If you can eat a dozen donuts tomorrow, and what's the time period we want to give him?
What? A time period?
Well, how long did it take him to do 9.5?
Oh, it took him like 12 minutes.
So we give you 20 minutes to eat a dozen.
20 minutes for a dozen?
If you can eat a dozen donuts. Let me talk. If you can eat a dozen donuts in 20 minutes.
Wow.
$100 cash.
$100?
Wow.
$200.
It's doable.
Stand by. I wasn't finished talking.
Wow.
And
more.
A brand new car.
$100 cash for you and $100 to the charity of your choice.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Hey.
Do you understand that I woke up this morning still feeling like crap from Monday, from eating 9.5 donuts
but
from Monday?
But you just said you could eat more of the box. Tomorrow morning, at this time, do you take the dozen donut challenge?
Tomorrow morning, for $100.
Piping hot.
For myself.
Fresh out of the oven.
And $100 for the charity of my choice.
And you will get cash money for both.
Cash money for both. A dozen.
But if you don't do it, you don't get the money. Like, there's no consolation prize.
Can we have insulin on hand?
Do you take it, yes or no?
Dude, I'm telling you, I felt really drunk when I did 8.5 donuts on sugar.
I forgot to ask you, do you like charity?
I love charity.
Yeah.
And I do love donuts.
It's a lot of love. Do you take the challenge?
Eddie, you can do this. Like, you had so much room to spare. Like, you were walking around this room looking out the window going, man, I could be a professional eater. I think you can do this. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes, I think I could be a competitive eater. So
if they're hot, they're melt in your mouth.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Krispy Kreme donuts.
Hot sign
on. A dozen of them, 20 minutes. What do you think?
Hot sign. Oh. Okay, let's do it.
Oh, my gosh.
Tomorrow morning, the dozen donut challenge.
Oh, my goodness. No sugar for me today.
Yeah, who cares?
No. Like, diabetes, like, runs in my family. It's a big deal. I'm telling you.
Don't be throwing the D word around now.
Listen to yourself a bit.
Just bring an EpiPen tomorrow, we'll be fine.
Don't be throwing the D word around now.
Yeah, you said you didn't have it.
Have 6 today to practice.
Yeah, hey, warm yourself up.
You okay?
3 now, 6 later, 9
No, don't eat today.
So, I love pranks, and nobody on the show got pranked.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
It's something I saw on the internet.
What awesome happened in my life that wasn't real?
Here is, this guy took and he attached his brakes to the horn of his buddy's car. So, every time he pushed the brakes, the horn goes off.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's funny, huh?
Yeah.
Here are some details on Michael Phelps' race with the great white shark, because it's already happened.
Yep.
Oh.
And they did it in open water. The question is, did the shark know he was racing? Because no, but they won't give the results. They did have 15 people in between them, so the shark wouldn't attack Phelps, and they put a fin on Phelps, too.
A fin?
Yeah. Yeah.
He wore a fin.
Because Phelps swims about 5 miles per hour in the water. A shark swims at 25 miles per hour.
Whoa.
So they gave him a mono fin.
Oh, okay. So he can go faster. Got it.
So he can go faster to try to somewhat even it out, because they just know a human doesn't swim as fast as a shark. So when it happens, we'll know.
Okay. So they put 15 people between him and the shark. Who is the number one person closest to the shark? Who volunteers for that role? I'd be number 15, but I don't want to be number one.
There were 15 safety divers in the water to make sure he didn't get eaten.
Yeah.
I guess they don't care as much about safety divers.
So. Who cares if they get eaten?
They're not making people watch Shark Week. So there's that. I do have some Wednesday wisdom coming up if you'd like to hear our edition of
Wednesday Wisdom.
I'll drop a little line you coming up in a second if you want to hang out for that.
Howdy, y'all.
You're listening to the Sheriff of Country Music.
Yeehaw!
Bobby Bones.
This lady, Florence, she lives in Maine, had her 100th birthday. She says, hey, what's the secret to living? She's like, my wine.
Yeah.
And maybe you just feel that way because you're old and you like wine.
Yeah. And it worked for her.
Yeah. How about this? Pringles and one of the ramen companies.
Yeah.
Have teamed up for a Pringles Top Ramen. I said it wrong.
Top
Sorry.
Ramen.
Sorry. You guys always give me a hard time because we call them ramen noodles in Arkansas, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's just that's a meat thing.
Yeah.
Let me have my meat thing.
You can have it.
What are they doing? Chicken or beef or what?
They're doing, they have chicken flavored Pringles.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That could be good.
Top ramen. That was where it's at.
Could be real good.
I mean, in my head, it's ramen noodles. I wonder if other people listening now that live in the South.
That would be interesting.
That talk like I talk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Call them ramen noodles. Or if that's just a me thing.
I don't know.
Because I ate a lot of ramen noodles in high school and college.
They're
My
so
grandma
cheap.
Called, she would make things out of ramen noodles. And that's what she would call them too, ramen noodles. Maybe it's an old person, it could be an old person thing.
Oh, could mm-hmm. be.
Maybe it was your her. Grandma that started it all.
Maybe so. My grandma didn't raise me for a lot of my life. She adopted mm-hmm. me for a long time.
Yeah.
You didn't have to give me that tone, but I appreciate that.
What? That wasn't a tone. That was a yeah. Like, that'd be cute
sassy
if she
Amy.
Was the one. That was no.
There
was now I'm going to get sassy because there was no sass in that. Like, there was just not. Now you're all looking for sass.
We're always looking for sass. Here, let's do Wednesday Wisdom.
Wisdom!
Oh, thank you, Ray. Hold on a minute. Let me hit the button here.
Wednesday Wisdom!
Thank you. People always asking me about, how do I get to this goal? Like, I want to do this. I want to do this. Actually, I talk about goals a lot. And so, you know who I think's really smart to read what he says is Nick Saban, the head football coach of Alabama.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They're going to say me.
He talks about goals a lot. And so it's like setting your goal. And if you have a goal, but you don't have a plan for that goal, it's just a wish. Like, my goal is to be whatever. Unless you have a plan to get step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eventually to 10, your goal is nothing but a wish. And wishes don't come true. You can throw a penny in the bucket all you want. Wishes don't come true. Plans come true. So whatever that goal is, make a plan. Achieve the goal. Otherwise, just a wish. Nick Saban talks about the details are all just inside what you're doing. You have the end result. You don't focus on that. You focus on what you're doing right now to get you to that end result.
Got it.
So repeat after me. A goal without a plan is just a wish.
A goal without a plan is just a wish.
And we don't want to go wishing. You don't want to base your life on wishes.
And we don't want to go...
No, you never repeat that.
No. I was about to say, you kind of went on.
Yeah, no, yeah. Stop wishing. You can wish for $1 million. You can wish for...
Yeah, but what's your plan?
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh,
thank
wow.
you.
Wednesday Wisdom.
You have any Wednesday Wisdom lunchbox?
Yeah, I got some Wednesday Wisdom.
Go ahead.
Are you going to hit it?
He has not.
Deep, deep breaths. Take deep breaths.
Wednesday Wisdom. Look both ways before you cross the street.
Nailed it. That's what I'm talking about. Get your Bobby Bones on. I think that's a good one, dude. On Friday, we bring in one of my favorite artists in, Aubrey Seller. So Aubrey's going to come play live. I think you guys are going to love her. Now, I love that we've created this Female Friday thing because I probably would get pushback on booking her. Not that they would say don't, but I'd probably get pushback. If I was like, listen, I'd like to move this agenda forward and like purposely take females that aren't getting a look and put them on the radio.
Right.
And so, yeah, I'm pretty happy that that's happening. Nobody said anything to me about it. Bosses always have something
that's
to
awesome.
Say. Like, the man's always got something to say to me mm-hmm. about something. The man's always ain't something about something.
And if they said something to you, what would you say?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no.
But,
I thought you'd say, no, it's Female Friday.
No, but I think they get it. They get why I want to do it. They get it. I think, like, honest to God, my bosses feel the same way. That there aren't a lot of women on the radio. The labels haven't developed them. And it's a whole thing. So anyway, I'm doing my part. And so Aubrey Sellers will be in. I don't care if she's a girl or dude. I love her music regardless. But it gives me a reason to bring her in. So she'll be in. Now, the big question is going to be my girlfriend, and I'm going to say it that way, who's also an artist, has a record coming out in like 4 weeks or 5 weeks or something. Do I book her and bring her in on the show?
Wow, she hasn't really come in.
She's not been in at all.
Right.
None in forever. But her record is coming out. And so it's that thing. And she didn't get upset with me, but she was a little like, oh, because I said yesterday that it's been a strain on our relationship that the radio stations don't want to play her.
So what'd she say?
She was like, I hate that that is in your head. And I'm like, yeah, but it's true. There are stations in our company that will be like, ah, we can't play her because then it looks like it's conflict of interest. Like, and then there are stations not in the company like, we're not playing her because she's dating Bobby. So I'm like, she's losing from both sides.
Yeah.
So it's like, do I book her on her album release day? Like, we have to think about that.
Mm. I'll book her, and then that way it's not up to you.
But you don't book.
I understand, but then you can say, I didn't book her, Lunchbox booked her.
Well, then they'll say you're fired. Why are you letting Lunchbox
yeah,
book people?
Who is booking?
Then it's a Teen Mom Tuesday. A Teen Mom comes in every Tuesday.
That would be awesome.
So we have to decide if we're going to book Lindsay to come in on her album day.
Who's we?
I mean, us.
Yeah, no. Us, but we don't book.
I have to go to my confidants.
Who are those?
You.
People? Oh, okay. Yes. I'll say yes.
Hello.
And Rod. I'll go to him. So, yeah, that'll be a decision we have to make. She's in a bad place. Like, she's just in a bad place, and it stinks for her, but it is what it is.
Wow, she's so mature. Like, you were saying it was kind of a thing after you said yesterday that your relationship strained, mm-hmm. and I was picturing her being, like, when you said that it was like a thing, I was picturing her texting you being like, well, why is it a thing? Define strained, you know? But you said that she's like, man, I hate that that's in your head.
Yeah. Oh, she's way more mature. She's way smarter than I am. Everything about her is like, a different level
than
I am.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa, that's... Like, if you had said that about me and I was listening, I'd be like... Why is our relationship strained? You're the ones making it strained if it's that way.
Mm, no.
She's like, man, she's I'm a problem sorry solver. That's in your head.
So anyway, we have to decide that.
We
but
should seek her for advice.
Yeah.
On life.
I do.
Can I borrow her?
Mm-hmm. I think this song of hers comes out next Friday.
Right, well,
excuse
I like
me?
It.
What do you like?
This song.
Why? Can you sing it?
Yeah.
Go.
Because you make me feel like Jessica Biel. Yeah. You make me feel like I'm a champagne.
That's not even her radio song. It's like, welcome to the Blues Club, cool cats. Over on guitar, that's Lindsay L. On the saxophone, Jimmy.
Don't you dare take your hand off the small of my back. When we walk into a crowd, I love it when you do that. Keep telling me I'm beautiful, even though this room is full of VIPs. Like that crystal chandelier, ain't got nothing on me. You make me feel like Jessica Biel, stepping out of a stretch, diamonds hugging my neck. For the paparazzi, got me like I'm dropping the mic. So naturally, David, just call me Aretha for real. You make me feel like I'm a champagne.
You know, Sam Hunt, his producer and writer, came to my house last night. We were doing a Bobby cast. His name's Zach Crowell. And I just love talking to this guy because he's just in a different place in his head. He's like, listen, I do country music for 2017. Him and Sam and that whole group. They're like, we do country music for people now. We don't do country music for people who love it 10 years ago. We do now country music. And so he was talking about, and he brought in Body Like a Backroad on his laptop. Like, he brought in the song and broke it down. And so he talks about some of the sounds that you hear in his voice, like Zach's voice, the producer of the song. So how would you do that with your mouth? Like, if you turn that off, like, how would just do it now like you would?
Well, no, it's him playing it,
right?
The thing, and me next to him going, ba-da-ba-da.
So that's his voice in that, going, ba-ba-ba. I had no idea. And then he talks about when Sam goes, I'm going to take it slow. Instead of just going, take it slow. Like, that was a last minute.
When we were almost done, he suggested,
I'm going to take it slow. Just fast as I can.
That little tag right there, I'm going to take it slow. That was a 11th hour. He was like, hey, I think that last chorus should hold for a little bit.
And so the slow. I'm going to take it slow. Which, so I'm geeking out, right? He's got his laptop. He's playing the music. Here's Sam's isolated vocals where they just recorded it. And there was like noise all around him even as he was singing.
Got brazen hair. First time I seen her walk by, I fell up out my chair.
Like that woo, as you can see, is part of the natural part of the song. They didn't add that in. It's like, boo. And then Josh Osborne, who's a writer, did the harmonies.
Fast as I can.
I'm gonna take it slow.
And so it's just a bunch of parts. And that guitar lick. And then here's another part of it. And they put those together with his voice, and that's when you have that.
So cool.
And then they added the yeah. That's just his voice.
Wait, what?
That's his voice. That's him playing a keyboard and going, yeah.
Wow.
So it's the whole breakdown of that song. Body like the Zach Crowe Bobby Cat. I love music. I love country music. I love the way it's going now. I love the old school. I just don't like people who gripe about it.
I like that. Everything you just played, I love it.
Lunchbox, is that to you at least interesting? Because you hate music.
I don't hate music, but it's interesting to hear how a song is put together, because I just assume they go in and sing it and they're playing the guitars all at one time, and that's how you do a song.
It used to be.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I just thought it was a one-take Jake.
Maybe in like 70s. No, it was never a one-take Jake, but yeah. But anyway, it's up. Search on iHeartRadio or iTunes. Search Bobby Cast. It's Zach Crowe. What are you going to say?
Nothing. I'm not commenting on your podcast anymore.
Okay, cool. All right.
Check it out. I subscribe. You should too.
Thank you very much. Amy has an attitude.
She's
morning.
Being sassy again.
I don't know about some things that you do, like, sort of showish, and I hear about it from other friends. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Cool. I mean, it's you-ish, but I mean, I work with you, and I'm like, I'm the part of the B team.
Would you like to go to dinner sometime, you and I?
I mean, whatever.
I think she needs it.
And no, it's been a rough day for her in general. I could sense some sass.
Well, not rough. It's a good day, though.
Because she was like, she was just giving me the business all morning.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just take it. But then I called her out and said, hey, what's happening in your life? Because today didn't seem like it's a good day. And she's like, well, she listens like this. Then she goes, I'm also on my period. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, you get a free pass. But usually she presents her period pass before the show, so I know it.
Right.
My period pass.
If I don't know about it, I'm just like, why is Amy angry?
You start thinking it's you. Like,
well, I start
going,
what did I do to make her mad? And I start evaluating myself. But you be as sassy as you want. You have the right to whatever you want.
Okay.
So it really was apparent whenever you attacked me for not being manly for no reason today.
I didn't attack you for... No, you took that the wrong way. I said it is interesting given your past and all the laborious jobs that you've had.
Yeah,
growing up.
I had jobs.
Jobs. Like, yeah. You worked. Like, yeah. Man's
but
man.
But now
like,
he's...
Solid, rough. And now he uses an app, like the Tackle app or whatever, to have... Which is great. I've downloaded the app because he used it. But to, like, have people come over and, like, you know...
What you said is you're not handy.
You're not handy anymore. Okay. And you used to be so handy.
I agree with that statement. And I was kind of like, wow, what an observation. But that's sassy Amy making that observation. Like, you are a weenie boy, and it's funny.
And it wasn't... She didn't try to attack you. She tried to come around the side and back, like, slap you with that.
As long as you give me
a
heads
good.
Up. Let's just get back to... Present your card before the show so I know.
Yeah, I need little cards like a shark on it, and I just throw it at you.
Hey, I like to use one shark.
I need 12 of them. Maybe 13.
No,
sometimes 12.
You need 4.
For a year.
Oh, no. You get 4 a month. You get to present 4 sharks a month.
Is that 4 days? Is that how long it lasts?
No, mine's 7.
No, what? Yeah, but there's the weekend and stuff. Amy gives me about 4 sharks a month.
And plus the symptoms, they go away. They're not always there. Sometimes leading up. There's the pre and then during and then, then one day you wake up and you're like, I'm amazing. Back to my old self again. And then like 2 weeks later, you're like, crap. I have like 2 good weeks a month, maybe.
That's terrible.
I know. Welcome to being
sorry,
a girl.
But she gets to hold a baby in her belly. I'd like
no,
to do that.
No, I don't, actually.
No, women do.
Okay.
Don't. Again, here we go.
Here we go.
Again.
Here we go. Careful. Why did you say that, Bobby?
Here we
That's
go
a
again.
Sensitive subject right now.
Careful.
Just kidding.
Hey, see if we can get Lauren Elena on the phone if she's awake. A lot of artists. Do you have her number or do you have my cell phone, Ray? Wait, huh?
Large.
Okay, here, come here, I'll give it to you. Because I saw her hair and it's all crazy pink. I wonder what the motivation for this is. I thought it was like her just being funny. Here, take my phone.
Mikey has it.
Okay, cool. See if we can get her on. I'd like to talk to her. So Lauren Elena's hair is pink. We put it up at bobbybones.com. A lot of people from the South, like myself, do call it ramen noodles and not ramen noodles.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Deep South.
Wow.
Now, apparently there's a line.
Yeah. There definitely is a line.
And I lived in that line of ramen noodles. And so it's mostly, I have Monroe, Louisiana, a lot of South Georgia.
Interesting.
You don't say interesting either. Stop trying to
interesting.
Stop trying to relate to my people.
I'm from that deep South.
You're not. So thanks for all the calls. We'll see if we can get Lauren on too. BobbyBones.com if you want to see a picture of her hair. Mr. Bobby Bones. All right, Amy, what's in your pile over there?
You know what today is?
Let's see. Yesterday was Slurpee Day.
Yeah.
What's today?
Pecan Pie Day. So I was just letting people know in case that's their favorite pie, because it's my favorite pie, and I don't know, sometimes you need an excuse to eat your favorite pie, but then I was curious what y'all's favorite pies were.
I really enjoy a good pecan pie.
Warm?
I don't mind it cold.
Okay.
I like ice cream on it sometimes.
Yes.
But I like pecan pie, but I love pumpkin pie.
Oh.
I do love pumpkin pie, but I'd probably go pecan and then pumpkin and then cherry. That's probably my gold. Oh, my grandma would make
cherry
a cherry pie.
Really?
Man, and she would have this song she would sing as she was making it. She'd be like, she's my cherry pie.
She's rocking out in her leather.
I totally believed you. And I was dumb. Cute little song did she sing while she baked?
It was a cute song.
Yeah. It definitely was. She was a big Warrant fan.
Is that Warrant?
Yeah. She'd be like, okay, I'm going to make you some pie, Bobby. What would you like? And I'd be like, grandma, I'd like some cherry. She's like, okay. And then she'd walk back in the kitchen. I'd hear her go. Grandma, what are you doing?
I'm just making some pie and rocking and rolling. Here we go. She's my cherry pie. Sweet drink of water and a pea in my pie.
Are you serious? You did that?
That's
awesome.
And then
she gave me a kiss on the forehead and give me a little piece of pie. Here's your cherry pie, Bobby.
Okay, so I don't know. I know this story has been out for a little bit, but since it's my pile and we get to talk about what I want, and here it is like Wednesday and we haven't talked about it yet, why the heck are we not talking about Amelia Earhart?
I talked about it on Twitter for a month.
I know. But we haven't talked about it on the show. You talked about it on your podcast.
She's alive, yeah. Come on in. No.
She's here, everybody. Amelia Earhart.
Isn't she the one that tried to fly around the world and didn't make it?
Apparently she was in Japan as sort of like held captive, maybe?
Not apparently.
Oh, well,
what happened was, and the show's over. Show's been over for 4 or 5 days now, but they did a documentary on Amelia Earhart, and she was...
Yeah, like on the History Channel.
She was going to be the first woman to fly all the way around the world.
Yeah.
Okay. And they think her plane crashed in the ocean and she died like they ran out of fuel. But there's a picture that surfaced and she's blurry in the background. They're not sure if it's her, but they think the guy is in it that he was flying with her.
Yeah.
And they think they see the plane. It's a lot of they thinks, but it's mm-hmm. so many they thinks that there could be something to it. And what they're saying is that because Japan thought she was a spy, when she landed there, they held her captive her whole life and maybe even killed her.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very interesting. Okay. And I thought she was... I didn't know she flew with a guy. I thought she flew by herself. So her story's not really real?
No, she was the pilot.
She was the pilot.
Oh.
She was the pilot.
Yeah, she had some man in the ice chest. Beer!
Okay.
Hey, cold
beer.
One.
Hey, speaking of beer, did you see that guy and some guy checked a beer as his luggage and it made it?
Yeah, so he checked it and put the tag on, just like you would a luggage.
Yeah, checked a beer.
They tagged a single beer can.
Really? Uh-huh.
Went all the way through and came out in the still a can.
You would think it would like end up just totally exploded everywhere, and you'd be like, "Oh, my can of beer didn't make it," but it did.
He was just being funny.
I know, but aren't you shocked?
They handled it with care.
I'm not that shocked because I think they probably saw it and thought this would be funny. Let's take care of this.
Yeah.
Oh, they handled it with like.
I tell you this about Southwest though. They have and little things matter to me. But it says all baggage is fragile on the side of their carts.
Oh yeah.
You know where they're like some bags are fragile. They're like all bags are fragile. And so even though it's just a thing that was stamped on there, I'm like, man.
I like that.
Even in the subconscious of a baggage handler, it's like, oh, they see those words.
Mm-hmm.
I think the subconscious plays a huge part in our life. Obviously, we don't know it because it's sub and not consciousness. But I was like, man, that's pretty cool. They write that on there.
That is, because other airlines, they don't do that. Sometimes they throw my bag. I'm like, whoa.
Some airlines I've seen, they take the bag out, put it on the ground and stomp on it on purpose and then spit on it. And then sometimes they pull it back out. And just leave it.
Seen that.
And then I fly off looking at it on the ground. I'm like, oh, man, come on.
So did you see who's trying to get this next round Super Bowl halftime show?
I hear they're talking to Britney Spears.
Yeah, but
that's a terrible
idea.
She
was the one initiating the talks.
Okay,
why do you think it's terrible?
Here's the thing about the Super Bowl halftime show. It's not supposed to be the coolest person. It's supposed to be the person that everybody knows and is comfortable with. Because the Super Bowl is a comfortable show. The commercials, you don't want to put somebody so cutting edge that only a third of the population knows. They'll change it. Britney Spears, to the average American, is still a huge famous name. For me, I don't want to see Britney Spears do the halftime. She did it 10 years ago.
She was 2001. She did Walk This Way with Aerosmith.
That's been 16 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Bring her back.
2001. Wow.
That's crazy.
I know.
One day.
What?
Oh, I may save it from a book.
No, say it now. Say it.
Whoa.
What is it?
What are you going to say?
I don't know.
I don't know. You know.
What is it?
Hold on. Let me turn this up.
She's my cherry pie.
All right, I'll play that. I'll tell you. Hold on. If I should say it for the book, if I should tell you. Hold on. Wait, is that that?
Oh, yeah. Save it.
Yeah,
save it. Yeah.
I don't like how you guys do your little secrets on your show.
Sometimes it's with you, Eddie. Sometimes you're the secret getter.
I like it when he shares with me.
Exactly.
But I don't like it when you hide that.
I would save that, yeah, for sure.
What was it?
Don't you think?
Yeah, I think so too.
Save it, yeah.
It was a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It's just a thing.
Yeah, it was a thing. I remember the thing, and I'm really like, this is a weird thing that's happening right now. What's happening?
Don't worry about it.
Are you saying...
Go ahead.
That maybe Kevin Federline's not the dad?
What?
Is that what you're saying?
You know what?
wait for the book.
You gotta wait for the book.
Dang. Bare Bones 2.
I'm so...
Is that what it's called?
It is.
Oh, really?
Bare Bones 2?
Did I just give away the title?
I thought it was called Skin and Bones.
I was joking. I thought it was going to be like... It's Bearer Bones.
No, or these bones got some skin.
Don't act like that would be stupid. Actually, stupid. I think that sounds pretty good.
It has a different little subtitle. Anyway, I'm not. I have so much more writing to do. It's not
Bearer Bones. Thanks for being my first book. I'm not lonely anymore.
I did now change I that part friends. Of it. But it's not even due till December. Like, due.
That's coming up, though. Like,
I know.
For writing, like, it's...
I know. I'm still not a good writer.
Yeah, not anyway. To scare you, but...
You don't worry. You're not scaring me. All right, I think we're done. That's four stories.
Oh, the beer one got thrown in because I knew about it.
You have 5 seconds. Go.
Nah, I'm good.
Okay.
That's my pile, Amy. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
All right. Her name's Morgan, which we have two Morgans. So we have to change her name.
I know. And I trying to email Morgan number one last night, but I emailed Morgan number two. A bunch of stuff she does not need to really worry about. Good thing I didn't say anything about her in it. And then I had to, like,
it's
retract
just confusing.
It.
So first of all,
yeah.
Let's, how do we welcome someone? Because here's how we welcome her on the show. Okay, cool. Get to work. I mean, that's, you just come in and you're part of the team or you're not. We don't, there's really, it's very.
There's no official, like,
no,
hazing?
No, we don't haze around here.
Oh.
But she came in, like, the first day we just needed someone to come in, she came in and worked and was, like, awesome. So she wasn't even on the radar, and then all of a sudden she worked and was like, well, might as well hire you. You're pretty good. So anyway, everybody, Morgan, welcome to the show. Morgan number two, welcome to the show. Thank you. Did we clap?
Thank you.
Tell us about you, Morgan number two.
What do you want to know? That's a loaded question, Poppy.
Well,
age.
She's from Wichita.
Where you're from.
Do you want to know something crazy about her?
Yeah.
Whenever she was a kid, because how old are you?
23.
Okay. Whenever she was a kid, she would listen to our show.
In junior high. Yeah.
Oh,
she listened to us in junior
high. In junior high.
Wow.
Now, to be fair, we were a very young morning show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like 20,
we were so young.
22, 23 years old.
We were like her age.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so...
I feel like we still are, but...
Okay. Yeah, I don't feel like we're not.
You're not.
But she was a kid listening to our show.
I know.
Isn't that crazy how now you're working here? Like,
yeah,
weird,
this is
right?
Like a full circle moment for me.
So, welcome to the show. You're 23. You're from Wichita.
Yes.
And you're good at computers.
I know, like,
I have
asked
a dog.
Huh?
I have a dog. I'm a dog mom.
Are you married?
No. I'm totally single. Very single.
Wow.
Like, single as in single, not... Because this is a talk I got to with Lindsay yesterday, because I was like, I'm single.
Wait, what?
And she was like, well, you're not single. I said, yes, I am. If they gave me government paperwork, I would check single.
That's right.
So I'm single.
Yeah, I think she means she's single, not good. I don't think she speaks in government paperwork terms.
Oh, I do. I only speak in government paperwork terms.
I think she just...
Yeah, single as, like, totally single, not dating anybody.
Are you, like, focusing on your job, or are you looking to mingle?
I'm just kind of, you know, living life. Oh. Something happens, it happens. If not, I'm not worried about it.
Are you DTD?
What?
Down to dance. Wait.
Oh, I was going to say down to day. Down to day.
Down to day.
So you're going hard.
Dang. Are you DT?
Down to dance, yes. Yeah. I love to dance.
Yeah.
All right.
So her name's Morgan, too. I started calling her Morgan number two because I know two Morgans in my life, and now they both work in the room. And so.
Now, what are the odds of that?
It's a small world.
We have to find it because Morgan number one is the producer of the show. Like,
I've already told you
what
Her last name.
Massengill.
Right.
Which is
you all, cannot, no.
Yeah, we
which
can.
Which is awesome. What, Morgan?
It's the brand.
No, we're not doing that.
I know, it's a terrible nickname. Can I even
no.
say what the nickname
no, we've is? Had, that, no, because we've had controversy with that word on the show before, okay. just like referring to it as like, oh, you're such a blah, blah, blah.
Let me remember. Okay, there's a word that rhymes with Scoosh. Okay? And her last name is Massengill. And it's
yeah,
and that used to be a female product.
I so think
people,
it still is.
People as a nickname were calling her the Scoosh as a nickname to separate the two.
Yeah.
And so her name just needs to be Morgan. We have to find our digital girl a new name.
What's her middle name?
It's like Heather or something. I don't know.
It's Lane. Heather? I have two. It's Lane Nicole. Okay.
Lane.
So we have so many options
here. We'll call her Nicole.
No, I don't like middle name.
I'll call her Blondie.
No, that's not. It's HR.
Wait, is this Blondie?
What's wrong with Blondie? HR. That's her hair color.
Well, and Amy and Morgan are both blonde, too.
Well, mine's all brown. Brown.
Wait, like, that's just a thing. Maybe we'll figure it out later.
Okay.
But let the listeners maybe come up with a name, or we call her like...
Okay, fine. We can do Blondie.
We call her like Digital.
Digital?
We call her Digits.
Digits? DJ?
We'll see what happens.
I don't know.
Anyway, welcome to the team, Morgan.
Thank you.
You're really good.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I tell her that. I'm like, hey, you're really good. God, thanks for being here. And then I'm always like, but I'm the hardest to communicate. I told her, what did I say first time we met?
Tell us. Tell us what you think of Bobby.
That essentially, he wouldn't tell me anything, and that was meaning I did something good, so I just kind of rolled with it.
I was like, I'm a terrible communicator of, like, praise.
But you haven't
been.
No,
you're not terrible. It's not calculated. You don't just.
I don't throw it. I value it.
You value it, yeah.
But
that's
people
not
will
terrible.
Take it, people will take it as, oh, you know. I think when somebody does something really good, I like to tell them, but I don't like to throw around participation ribbons,
right?
At all, because then you get in a bad. Everybody gets. I don't like participation ribbons.
And then when it does happen, because like over my, I don't know, 11 years, I can remember every time it's happened.
That's not true. I tell you all the time. You don't
Stop.
Even hear it.
I'm talking about specific emails that
there
you've
There are times
sent
where I gush about
okay,
you.
But of course,
and you don't
not,
even hear
if I'm
it.
Not in your presence,
no,
of course
I
I'm
do
not
it even
hear
on
it.
The radio where I'm like, she's the greatest I've ever heard in my life.
Okay, but that's not what I'm talking. That's not the praise I'm talking about.
You gush about Amy to other people?
Oh, yeah. Amy's
wow.
Amy's the
oh,
best I've ever heard.
Stop. This is not what I'm talking about.
She's fishing right now. But
no, I'm not fishing. Okay.
She's Amy, got a whopper right
no,
now.
I'm
you're
not,
amazing.
Amy is listen, no, I've heard a lot of... Your microphone's going down. I've heard a lot of females on the radio. And I don't think Amy's the best radio person, but Amy's the best person on the radio I've ever heard. Like, I think Amy's the star of this show. Like, I'm not even being facetious.
Wait, what?
Yeah, break that down real quick.
I do.
Explain that to
me. She's not the best... person on the radio?
She's not the best radio person.
Radio
she doesn't have the best radio person skills.
Yes.
But she's the best person to be on the radio.
Okay.
That I've ever heard. Ever. I think she is the star of this show. Do I come in and put it together?
You're the star. Okay.
You are the star
yeah,
of the show.
In my mind,
see, you are.
I'm only able to shine because Amy is that strong.
Stop. You're making me blush.
I say it all the time. That's not the first time I said it. Anyway,
okay.
Anyway, Morgan, she wanted that, but welcome to the show. Smile Life Stealer.
Bobby Bones.
Appreciate you guys hanging out with us today. Back tomorrow. It'll be Throwback Thursday. I'll say this, though. As the show's over, if you're bored today, you're looking for something to listen to, you can listen to the Bobbycast, which is a show I do from my house. And Zach Crowell was in, who wrote a bunch of the Sam Hunt stuff and produced the Sam Hunt stuff. And so he even talks about stuff like here.
When we were almost done, he suggested,
I'm gonna take it slow. Hey, hey. Just fast as I can.
That little tag right there, I'm going to take it slow. That was a 11th hour. He was like, hey, I think that last chorus should hold for a little bit.
So the slow.
I'm going to take it slow. Which to me, I couldn't imagine the song without that.
So it's the meaning and how all, that whole song, Body Like a Back Road, came together.
Body like a back road, driving.
But this guy also wrote like Cole Swindell, Middle of a Memory,
dance floor, all
Dustin Lynch, Hell of a Night, and he produced these songs. So it's a Bobbycast. Search for it on iTunes or iHeartRadio. Hopefully Wednesday goes swimmingly, as they would say back in the 30s if you were super rich. I saw on TV once. Or if you lived with the Munsters. Did you ever watch the Munsters?
No.
No.
Oh. No.
I was more Munsters than Adam's Family. You didn't watch either one of those?
I remember that people called me Eddie Munster, but I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah. Never mind. See you guys on Thursday. Have a good one.
Bobby Bones.